The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives, welcoming you to another awesome Think and Grow Rich Mastermind show. Our special guest today is Monica Morgan, and we'll tell you a little bit about her. But I'm excited to be on the show today with my co-hosts, Robin Donaldson and Thomasina Williams. Today we're talking about the awesome book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we're on the chapter entitled Specialized Knowledge. And Napoleon Hill tells us that specialized knowledge is really focusing on your personal experiences or observations, and it is called the fourth step to riches. He tells us in his book that there are two kinds of knowledge. One is general, the other is specialized. General knowledge, no matter how great in quantity or variety, is but little use in the accumulation of money. And with that, we're going to introduce our co-host, and then we're going to introduce our guest. Good morning, Thomasina, and good morning, Robin. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Wonderful.
Good morning. Good morning. All right. I'm happy to be back on the show after traveling for a while.
All right. And so our guest today is very special. We have the opportunity to hear from Monica Morgan, who is known for her distinct style of world-class images of celebrities. And I could go on and on and on to read her bio, but you can read it yourself when you get a chance. I would love to have you hear from her. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
All right. Now, Monica, you are an expert at this, and you, you know, already host your own show. And as a world-renowned speaker with Monica Morgan Speaks, can you share with our audience a little about yourself, and we'll go right into the interview.
Well, I'm a self-taught international photojournalist. I opened my business in 1987 while I had a job, and then in 1990, I stepped away from having formal employment and started my own company. I've always utilized the Napoleon Hill concepts. For a while, it was informal because I had read the book as a youngster. And then lately, thanks to you, Anne, it has become more formal, and it has helped me even more.
Wow. Can you share with our audience some of the people you've actually photographed so they can get an idea of really the depth and breadth of what you've done and what you're actually doing also?
I am the official and personal photographer, or was, to Rosa Parks. I photographed Nelson Mandela, President Muammar Gaddafi, approximately 40 African heads of state during the Organization of African Unity meetings that took place on the continent of Africa. I photographed Prince Charles, Muhammad Ali, Eartha Kitt, Cab Calloway, Lena Horne, Angela Bassett. The list goes on and on and on.
Yes, it does, Monica. And so we know from the book that Napoleon Hill that says that, you know, knowledge will not attract money, and that it must be organized in an intelligent, directed way, which would include plans of action with a definite end. Now, with that being said, share with us, how did you come into, we met, you know, through NSA, but share with us, how did you come into our mastermind, if you will, for our audience and our listeners? We have a common organization, which is the National Speakers Association, Monica, and those of us that are on the show, and we had an opportunity to have a mastermind group inside of that, which was called Black NSA Mastermind, Million Dollar Mastermind Group. And I'd like to have Monica share with us any kind of special, if you will, learnings or takeaways or experiences that you may have from that.
Well, earlier this year, I attended and joined my first National Speakers Association event. That was the winter conference where I actually met Ann McNeil, and Ann was busy talking about Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and an upcoming mastermind with Black NSA, or the Black speakers within the National Speakers Association. And so I took advantage of that mastermind, and it was phenomenal. I had actually made a decision to transform myself into a speaker using my photographic adventures and turning it into another form of business, if you will. And I wasn't sure exactly how to do it. And since I started my photography company about 30 years ago, I kept thinking, how am I going to just transform into this new person? And so when I met Ann and took advantage of the mastermind, I saw the techniques that I used earlier in life actually being used formally with a group. And that was very, very helpful, because having a plan is more important than anything. Sitting down, thinking about something, putting it together, having an outcome and putting that action plan out there really, really makes a difference. So that's what I've been doing with the speaking part of my business, and I've been growing. I'm still working on branding. I'm still working on my platform, but the plan is working, and I'm growing thanks to the mastermind. And I'm still keeping in touch with those that were in my smaller subgroup, David and Doris. And so we still meet regularly or just send text messages to encourage each other and also work on our accountability. Because oftentimes if you're an entrepreneur, sometimes you're not accountable to anyone, and that can make such a big difference when you're trying to accomplish something.
And, Monica, that leads me to the other question, and we'll have Thomasina to go ahead and ask that question.
Thank you very much, Anne, and thank you, Monica, for being with us this morning. I heard you talk about the concept that you used early on in life, and then to recognize that those are part of Napoleon Hill's success formula. One of the things that Napoleon Hill talks about in the book is having habits. The book says that our successes or our failures are a product of our habits. Are there two or three specific habits that have been really important to you in your development over the years as you've grown one successful business and now are transitioning into yet another successful business?
Well, one of the most important habits is prayer for me. Prayer of gratitude, and then praying for faith, or how can I say it? When I'm about to do something that seems impossible, I thank God for the abilities that He has given me in the past to make things happen. And then I pray for the strength to do the things that I need to do to accomplish what I want to or am trying to set out to do. And I'll give you an example. I was at the national opening of the Smithsonian Museum, and my credentials have been taken away from me by an agency because they needed them. And so my first thought was, wow, I can't let that happen. I have to cover this. And so I prayed. I said, come on, God, you've always been with me. I need to still be able to cover that event without the credentials. And so sure enough, I went that day and tried to get in. Couldn't get any official credentials because they were very, very difficult to get. And so I realized that I was on the side where everyone was trying to get in to get the credentials. So I just utilized something that I'd done when I first started out in business, and that was act as if I belonged. And I walked on in, grabbed this young man who was, he was about 20, and he had been turned away as well. And I looked at him and motioned for him to be quiet and follow me. And we walked to the door. And as we got to the door, the first person that we saw was Robert Smith, the richest African-American man in the world. He was standing there, and I knew who he was because I had photographed him the week before at the Congressional Black Caucus. And I was even able to show him images that I had taken of him. So that started a dialogue and a conversation, and I got him to pose and actually got pictures with him. And then from there, Samuel L. Jackson walked up. I remembered him because we had had some moments together when he came to Detroit. So I photographed him. I photographed Cookie Johnson, Magic's wife, and then Oprah came up. I got images of her, images of Gail, images of Stedman, and then Ava DuVernay and Lupita. She was there as well as some other Gugu Mbatha. She was there. So I just started getting all of these images that had I not used the confidence formula, I can do this, I can do this, probably wouldn't have happened because I wouldn't have gotten out of bed and gone to the event without a credential. So it makes a difference when you say, I can do something, and you do it. And it took not just a photography ability to make it happen, but the specialized knowledge, knowing events, knowing how people work when you're trying to get in at credentialing, knowing the attitude that it takes to say, I belong, and people won't question you as a result of that. So I was able to get images that no one else got because of those techniques and help someone else because I brought the young man in, and we became friends after that.
Well, of course, you should have been his best friend after that. That is a fabulous story. I mean, you had three or four different mastermind or principles from Think and Grow Rich in that one story. The power of faith, which is certainly one of the steps, acting as if, the self-confidence formula. That's a beautiful story, and the passion and the depth of desire truly comes through in your voice as you tell that story. Thank you for sharing that with the listening audience. Robin, I'm going to turn it over to you for the next question for our special guest, Ms. Monica Morgan, internationally renowned photojournalist and speaker. Are you with us, Robin?
While we're waiting on Robin to come on, Thomasina, I'm sorry, while we're waiting on Robin to come on, I wanted to just ditto something that Monica said that you talked about in a previous show about acting as if. I thought you were going to respond in that it is so amazing to hear her say that when we talked about acting as if. Oftentimes, we think we must have it all together. We think we must have everything in place when all you really need, like she said, is that desire and act as if.
Yes.
I love that. Love that.
Done that many, and I've utilized that technique many, many times. When I was going to Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday party in his village of Kunu, I wasn't sure how things were going to play. There weren't any rooms left, and the travel agent didn't want to book the ticket because he said, well, there aren't any rooms. You can't go to another country and not have a room. They didn't know me. I said, I'm putting this in God's hands, and it's going to work. And so I was on a plane going over there asking people, hey, if you hear of any rooms, I need one. Keep me in mind. And I ended up getting a room, a really nice room, with a group of people from Michigan. But I didn't know ahead of time that that would happen, yet I was determined to cover his 90th birthday party. And I had some photographs that were opening up in his museum of Rosa Parks, and I wasn't going to let anything stand in the way. And so I said, I took my sheets. If I had to sleep on the street, I was going to that event. And it all worked out fine. Not only did I get to see him at the museum looking at my work, but I was at his home during his 90th birthday party when he blew out the candles on his cake, and I'm the only American with that image. There was one photographer from South Africa, and then there was me, and I took that photograph.
Wow. Wow. All right, Robin, you're ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, before we go to Robin, So we go to a commercial break to give Robin an opportunity to formulate her question, and we'll come right back.
All right. Well, we're going to go. We have a lot of callers
on the
Blog
Talk
Radio
program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com /masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and we're back, and we're going to Robin.
Good morning. Good morning, and hello, Monica.
Good morning, Robin.
I've been sitting here just listening, and your story has desire written all over it. I just love it.
Thank you.
You also described yourself as being a self-taught photographer, and
yes,
then you went on to a host of celebrities and dignitaries that you've had the opportunity to work with. And you did answer my question about how you overcame an assignment or an impossible assignment by using specialized knowledge. So I know how you dealt with it. My question would be, Monica, how would you assist or tell someone else how to deal with a difficult assignment or something that seems impossible by using the specialized knowledge?
Well, first of all, you have to equip yourself with the knowledge. So it's important to learn all that you can about what it is that you're planning to do, so that if plan A doesn't work, you have plan B or plan C to fall back on. So for me, if I hadn't been able to get into the museum at that place, at that particular point, I was going to go into another plan, which was find someone that I knew, start having a conversation, and walk in with them. I've done that. I did that when I first got to South Africa years ago, and Nelson Mandela was performing a ritual on a football field. I saw a minister that I knew, and I just struck up a conversation and started to walk in with him. I was right in front of Nelson Mandela, got him performing the ritual, and then when security realized I didn't belong, they moved me from that section, but I had the photos. They couldn't take them away from me. So you've always got to have that plan and belief that no matter what it is, it doesn't have to be a photographic situation, no matter what, you have to believe. And if you have that equipment, that mental knowledge, then you can make things happen. But you have to believe and have faith in it. And I wasn't going to take no for an answer. I hopped on a plane and went to South Africa. I was not coming back empty-handed. And I've been to South Africa several times. And I use that in whatever situation it might be. There have been other photo moments where I was told, oh, you can't get that image. So here we go again. I'll talk about Nelson Mandela. I went to Bill Clinton's inauguration last minute. So I didn't have formal credentials. But I said, that's okay. I'm going to get something else. While everybody's trying to get images of Bill Clinton, I'm going to photograph other things that are going on. And I found out one day that Nelson Mandela was actually in the, I think it was the Longworth building. And so I was talking to someone in Congressman Conyers' office, and he was saying, oh, Nelson Mandela's there. And I said, really? Wow. And so I went towards the room, and I was told, oh, no, they're not letting anyone in that room. Only special people can get in to have a pass, and that's it. So discouraged, I walked away. I went back to Congressman Conyers' office, and there was this young man there who worked for the congressman, and he said, you're Monica Morgan. You don't believe them, do you? I said, excuse me? He said, you're Monica Morgan. You can get in that room. And I looked at him and realized he had belief in me. So I had to have belief in me. I walked back to that room like I belonged, not only got in the room, but talked to Nelson Mandela and got a photograph with him.
Wow.
So sometimes when you forget who you are, you need that other person to remind you, and that's where accountability and masterminds come up, because you need that person that believes in you in your ear saying, you can do it.
Monica, that story is just awesome. And, again, I thank you for being a guest on our show.
Well, thank you for having me. it's not easy being a photojournalist. It's not been an easy road at all. But thanks to my belief in God and then, like I said, the book, Think and Grow Rich, I was introduced to it at an early age. And I read through it, although I wasn't involved in a mastermind group. I kept the principles in mind, you know, desire, affirming that I could, because oftentimes I was told I couldn't. And so it was always good to have that inner voice, that inner affirmation saying, I can do this, I can do this, and surrounding it with a plan as to how. And I didn't just study photography. I had to study business. I had to study current events. I had to be able to recognize faces when I go in a room so that I get the right photographs. It's more than just picking up a camera and pushing a button. So much more planning before I ever get to an event.
Well, I'd like to chime in. No, go ahead.
Love the passion and enthusiasm that Monica has for her work. And as we all know, the very first step in the mastermind principles as outlined in Think and Grow Rich is it all starts with an idea and a burning desire. And your burning desire, your passion for your work comes through so powerfully, Monica. Can you share with our listening audience what motivated you to become a photojournalist in the first place?
Well, I was a writer. I started writing in the third grade because I was an only child, and oftentimes I didn't have those playmates that everyone else had, so I would write. I would write and make up characters, and those characters in my stories would become my imaginary friends, if you will. And so I graduated from Wayne State University with I had an academic scholarship to Wayne State after graduating Cass Tech. And so there I was in college, and I said, what am I going to do? Well, I wanted to be an actress. And my mother said, you're not going to be an actress. I'm not going to feed you for the rest of your life. You need to do something else. And so she didn't know, because she passed away when I was 19 and she was 40, that I would end up falling into photography. And how that happened, once I graduated, I went into public relations. I was promoting the adult education division of the Detroit Public Schools, and I started to write a column for the Michigan Chronicle on the side, which is our largest African-American newspaper. And so they wouldn't pay me initially for my articles, but they would pay me $12 a photograph. So I said, wait a minute, when I write an article, I have to set up the interview, write questions, interview, edit, and then put it together, possibly go through writer's block. And they weren't going to pay me for all of that work, but if I took a photograph, just pushed the button, either the image came out or it didn't come out, they were going to pay me for it. And I said, wait, something's wrong with this. And so I started to take more photographs than I did write. So the column became heavily filled with images. And then I said, wait a minute, I like this. So I got a job working at Domino's Pizza. I was working with the classic car collection, the Pizza Ponies, and the Baseball Hall of Famer, Al Kaline. And I really didn't like the structure of having a 9-to-5. And I noticed photographers came in and did their jobs, and they left. And I said, this is what I want. And so I started my business in 1987, then went full-time in 1990. I'm like, I'm stepping out on faith. I am going to make my dream come true. And a lot of people would say to me, you know, how are you going to make a living as a photographer? Because I am. That would be my answer. Because I am. It's what I want. It's my desire. It's my gift. Because it had to be a gift. I hadn't studied it formally. So my mentor, Harold Robinson, who was the first African-American man hired at a daily newspaper, he was hired because he wasn't afraid to go in during the riots and take photographs. He would talk to me and encourage me. And it was funny. He used to say, now you got to charge people, because if you don't charge people, they won't value it. And I know that's another concept that Napoleon Hill had. You have to add value to what you do. So he would say to me, Harold would say to me, if you don't charge a person, if you give a person a photograph, they'll fold it up and put it in their pocket. But if you charge them for it, they're going to make sure it's not wrinkled and it's taken care of. So I started to keep that concept in mind. People value what they pay for or what they make an investment in. So the money part that Napoleon Hill talks about started to come into play. And I started to add more and more value to what I was doing, and creating stories
very
around
powerful.
What I was doing, which was adding value to it as well.
And that's a clear theme in your work. You talked about starting out as a child with writing. Your artistic expression in writing then transformed into being an internationally renowned photojournalist. And now you're transforming your storytelling really into being a professional speaker. Can you share with our listening audience a little bit about that journey from writer to photographer to now speaker?
Well, I've always wanted to motivate people and inspire others, because that's how I was able to do what I do. I had a lot of people who told me I couldn't, but I also had people who told me that I could. And so when I look into a young child's eyes and I see them have a dream, I want to encourage them and let them know that anything is possible if you believe, if you have faith, and if you pray and ask God for what it is that you're looking for. And so I want my photographic journeys to not seem like I'm bragging, because I'm not, but to encourage and inspire others to pursue whatever dream it is that they have. Because, see, if a person has a dream to become, let's just say, an astronaut or a doctor, a lot of times it's difficult to do those types of things. So you have to believe and have people who believe in you. So I like to tell the stories of how very few women have gone into this industry when I first started out and have done some of the things that I've done at that time. And so I want them to know that whatever it is they're supposed to do in life, they can do it if they believe. If they believe, they can start out and set on their own journey. They can create their own path to what it is that they want to do. They just have to believe, talk to people who can encourage them, and take the same roads that I did in that respect. I even have covered a bomb in South Africa. I was outside photographing people who were registering to vote. I heard a loud noise. Then a succession of noises. I thought someone was shooting at me. I took cover. But then I realized it was a bomb, and I said, wow, do I run away from it or do I run towards it? Now, I'm not advocating running towards a bomb, but it's what I did. And my images ran all over the world on newspaper front pages as a result of that.
Wow. Powerful, powerful story. Well, we're going to go to another short commercial break, and when we come back, Monica, I'd love for you to share with our listening audience when we'll have an opportunity to perhaps see some of these stories unfold through your journalism in the form of a book. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you for joining us this morning. You are listening to the International Mastermind Association's Think and Grow Rich. Our guest this morning is internationally renowned photojournalist Monica Morgan, who is a professional speaker and actually hosts a weekly live show that is broadcast both on radio and on television. If you would like to join in the conversation and ask Monica a question, please press 1 on your phone. That will raise your hand, and we will then invite you into the conversation. Monica, can you share with us first? I'm very serious about my last question before the break. Are you working on a book?
That is
not
one.
When will you start working on that book?
It's something that I'm planning to do, yes. And
okay.
I'm probably the worst person to do the book because it's so hard to select an image for me. I start looking at it after I've taken it with a very, very critical eye. So for me to do a book, I'm actually going to need collaboration with it, perhaps an editor or someone to say, all right, this is the image. You've got to select one, because I'm always critical after I take a photograph. So it's not as easy as it seems to just pick a photograph and talk about it. But there are a lot of stories behind my photos, so perhaps I need to just put the stories together and then put the images with it instead of the other way around.
Okay.
For example,
okay.
I'll give you an example of that. I was in Israel. I had been called last minute. I got a call that said, hey, can you come to Israel? We need you to document Winnie Mandela's visit. I said, okay, I can't come tonight, but I can come tomorrow. And so I got on the plane the next day, and I went to Dimona and photographed Winnie Mandela's historical visit throughout Israel. We went to Leah Rabin's funeral, and then we went to, like, the Sea of Galilee. We went to the Dead Sea. And every day I had to get up and kiss Winnie Mandela, like a really quick peck on the lips, and say, good morning, Mommy, because that's an endearment in Zulu. Well, when I first met her, she came out very powerfully, and she said, I like your earrings. And I said, okay, thank you. And then she looked at me and said, I like your earrings. And so I was like, wow. And I touched them to see which ones I was wearing. And then she put her hand out. I like your earrings. Give them to me. And I went, Well, they were my $10 boutique earrings, so I gave them to her. But I was so glad she didn't like some of my more expensive ones. So that was one of my encounters with her. But we had a great time, became friends, and it was amazing.
Powerful, powerful story that we would love to have you to document to see the world through your eyes and your photojournalism. Right now we're going to go to a caller who has been patiently holding on the line, opening up the line now. Thank
Hello?
You for joining us.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Hi,
you have a question
yes.
for Monica?
I do, and I'm so excited to be listening in. This is great stuff. You ladies are all very learned, and I appreciate your backgrounds and your walks and Miss Monica's walk and journey. And the book that I'm actually holding an original first print of, the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, which I delved into over 27 years ago when it was first published. What I want to ask of Monica and the other co-host is, what do we do for those people who've never read this book, who don't understand the mastermind principles, who are struggling each day, those African Americans, similar to the women who Monica's going to be talking about on her 9, 10 a.m. show later tonight? Particularly, I want you guys to give me some direction on Chapter 6 of Think and Grow Rich, which was What Are You Worth? And Monica, you touched on that a little bit in a few minutes ago about the value. You have to value yourself. And what the quotes from Chapter 6 were from Eleanor Roosevelt: no one can make you feel inferior without your own consent. There were a number of other quotes. Another one was about self-reliance and God bless the child who's got their own, Billy Holiday's signature tune. How do we reach and put those messages in our younger generations who never read the book, may never read the book, and are kind of floundering in our society?
Great question. Thank you for your call.
Oh.
Monica, would you like to respond to our caller?
Well, my first thought is Ann McNeil, because Ann McNeil is synonymous with masterminds and Think and Grow Rich. And she's the one that actually got me involved in a formal mastermind group. So I think it would be better for her to answer. Now, I talk to people and encourage them to join the Black NSA mastermind group. I've been trying to let people know that it's upcoming and how much it's helped me. But Ann is so much more involved than I am, and I think she'd be the best person to answer that question.
All right, all
yes,
right,
ma'am.
All right. And yes, ma'am, and this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, expert on Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And caller, thank you so much for your question, because this is exactly one of the reasons why we formed the International Mastermind Association, so that we can have a vehicle to spread the philosophy from the Napoleon Hill Foundation, which many of us are certified coaches with the foundation. For me personally and professionally, I was one of those people you're talking about. And at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979, I picked up a copy of this book and began to read it. But as the book began to read me, I didn't realize that God was going to take me on a journey of over 40 years to do exactly what you're suggesting, and that is to share this message. But one of the things we realized, caller, is that you cannot give a person a desire. Each of us must have a dream in order to have a dream come true. And the only thing that this book will do is to give us a roadmap, a vehicle, and an accountability group of individuals to help us on our way. So what I would like to do is publicly give you my cell phone number. We can talk offline. because it is proven that to whom much is given, much is required. But the one thing I'll say again, you cannot give a person a desire, but you also cannot give a person a dream. So no matter how much we'd like to help individuals and support individuals, we can create a system and a process, and you can take that horse to the water, but you cannot make him drink or her drink. So my number, and this is Ann McNeil, 786-546-0184, and I can talk to you more offline regarding what you may be interested in doing as a part of helping us to share this message to the world and the philosophy and the principles that Napoleon Hill have espoused. And with that, if you have another question, I'm glad to ask. I'll turn it over to anybody else that's a part of our show if they want to add anything else.
The one thing that I will add, I think, is to basically live the life, to walk the talk. I think oftentimes people who don't have perhaps a vision or a dream for themselves, it's because they've never seen anything or anyone or had any exposure that ignites that spark within them. And the extent to which we can live these principles, actually emulate the steps that Napoleon Hill outlines in Think and Grow Rich. If someone who perhaps doesn't maybe have the motivation internally or doesn't think something is possible for them can listen to a show like this and hear Monica Morgan talk about traveling the globe and photographing famous people and making her dreams come true, can listen to Ann McNeil and her talk about all the people's lives who she's impacted simply because she had a dream and a desire, and those many, many other people who we've had as guests on the show, I think that helps people. If they can see that other people have done it, then hopefully someplace they can find the wherewithal to recognize that if others have done it, I can do it too.
Robin, do you have
any thoughts you want to share?
Well, yes. I wanted to say that one thing that I do, I share my story. I consistently share my story and my accomplishments. Because where I come from, a lot of people still do, to this day, don't believe that I was able to accomplish the things that I have accomplished in my life and in such a short period of time. Because it was many times that I would even tell Ms. Ann that I don't even feel that I'm worthy to sit at the table. But now I'm the one dressing the table. So, again, I would just share my story with people. And every opportunity that I do have to talk to students, I'll always talk about the specialized knowledge because that's something that's not taught in the schools. So that would be how I share Think and Grow Rich with everyone. And I always would say that Think and Grow Rich comes with 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't read the book, it's 100% that you're going to fail in your business and in life. That's just what it is. So, again, thank you for being a guest on our show, and I'll turn it back over to Thomasina.
Thank you, Robin, for sharing that insight. I do think our stories are very, very powerful. They are a way, I think, of inspiring ourselves as well as others. And certainly our special guest this morning, Monica Morgan, knows that because she's told stories in any number of mediums, through writing, through photojournalism, and now through being a speaker. Monica, can you share with us a little bit about the show that you do on a weekly basis where you're inspiring people through the speaking that you're doing and the messages that you're sharing on air?
Yes, well, every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have a show on 9:10 a.m. Superstation, and there's an app if people would like to listen from wherever they are, or you can watch it on the station's Facebook page. And so I have a producer. Her name is Janice Hazel, and we work with a lot of different people in the community. We're always out trying to see what's going on, and different perspectives, different things, different age groups. The show doesn't just target one particular audience, but it does target just wanting to help people. So we give out resources. Tonight I'm going to be interviewing an author, a young lady who had a hard life where her mom put her out, and yet she made it. So we're going to talk about her journey and how she put a book together and how she built her life as a result of that setback. And then we're going to be talking to other people who have helped her along the way. And then we're having a homeless baby shower. There's a formal event going on during the day, and we're calling ourselves having the after party, talking about being homeless, what people can do to help, and how they can also still donate items to help out homeless women who are pregnant. So each week there's a different topic. It's about helping people, giving resources, and we welcome anyone who has a story or something that's going on that they're doing to help their community to let us know. And we'll research it, and we have callers from all over. So it's called Monica Morgan
Thank
Speaks,
you.
And it's on 9:10 a.m. Superstation.
Okay. Monica Morgan Speaks, 9:10 a.m. Superstation. That's on Saturday evening,
7 to 9
Eastern Standard PM.
Yeah.
Great, great. Thank
and
you
like
so
I said,
much,
you can
Monica.
Download the app, 9:10 a.m. Superstation.
9:10 a.m. Superstation. Got it. We are going to take another quick commercial break, and then coming out of the break, we're going to go back to our master builder, Building Better Lives, Ms. Ann McNeil.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and we are back. What an awesome, awesome, awesome show. We want to thank our callers. We have a lot of people calling in. And we do have time for one more question. So if there's anyone else that would like to press 1 on your keypad on your phone to ask any additional questions, Monica, you have been phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And, of course, phenomenal woman that you are. We'd like to have you give us any kind of closing comments or remarks as we prepare to close the show. And, again, we want to thank our co-hosts, our callers, and really want to encourage all of us to continue to read the book, doesn't matter how many times, how long, and just continue to focus on that specialized knowledge, because Monica's already shown us that with the specialized knowledge and the faith and persistence with the desire, you can achieve and accomplish anything in life and in business. So, Monica, any closing comments as we prepare to wrap up the show?
I just hope that I have perhaps inspired someone that's listening to pursue their dream, to learn everything that they possibly can about what it is that they want to do, to pray about it, have faith in it, and put that plan together and make it work.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and end our show and encourage all of you to remember, join us every Saturday morning right here on the Think and Grow Rich Masterminders radio show, and continue to think and grow rich. Have a good one.
A lot of you who know me know that I love to help people. I love to A lot of you who know me know that I love to help people. I love to inspire people. I love to help people to, you know, crush their dreams and pursue their goals. So I spend a lot of time on Facebook forums with entrepreneurs who are looking for the answers to achieve some of the things that I've been able to achieve. And one of them is building a profitable business. And this young lady commented, "What do I do when I don't feel motivated to do the work, when I don't feel motivated to make the calls or to close the clients?" And the best piece of advice that I could possibly give her was to differentiate yourself from motivation and discipline.
Because discipline is when you can understand within yourself that there are certain things that you have to accomplish or certain things that you're in pursuit of on the journey and on the road to success. Motivation is when you sit down and you wait for outward, you know, instances, outward things like music and people and different moods and swings that oftentimes don't come consistently enough for you to generate the results that you need to generate. An old Chinese proverb says, you know, the best time to plant a tree is yesterday, but the second best time to plant a tree is today. Plant the tree, get it done, and make it happen.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.